For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
It's the gods, the drugs from my generation, and it's a sin. The gods, the freaks, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on, come on, come on!
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Talk to you.
Baby.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the different dogs.
Move to the music, play like music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States.
Down Americas, and I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him, it is him, it does be a man back to a three-day weekend, indeed. It's DPP.
About fucking time, let me tell you. Gave me plenty of time to start putting Legos together again.
Hey, there you go. You poor boy. Brutal
life.
Joining us, as always, is the third member of the DWI podcast. He's funky, phenomenal, and fresh in oh so many ways. It's the trivia trickster himself, AJ Balazs.
What's a crappin' in, everybody?
It's all crappin' in.
That's not good.
Well, I mean, Dan's not crappin' in. He hasn't picked Deuce, Deuce in a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe tonight.
2024. Or he could, turn the other cheek.
Or spread them.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. We're in a little bit of a lull period. We could do the Royal Rumble speculation and things of that nature, and we might run down that path at some point a little bit, but just got a few news and notes this week on the show. I don't even think there's any reason to bring the Big Show sheet into it. We do have trivia. And last call, I'm just not even sure what we're going to talk about yet. So it'll be as a surprise to the listener as it is to AJ and DP and me until I figure it out. So
I was about to say, the only thing we know for sure, trivia. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I got a good 30-40 minutes until I need to figure that out, I think. So I think we'll be all right like that. AJ, Dan and I always come on here and we talk about, maybe you don't want to talk about this on air.
Talk about what?
What you just showed us off air.
Oh, the present for her brother? Yes. It is something that we have talked about behind the scenes many a time, and I'm not going to say what it is due to the fact that he might listen to it. So.
That's what I was asking. So never mind. Never mind.
Hey, we got
but
a
we
listener.
Did, we did procure it. we did grab it.
Procure, yes. Yeah, it's just a slow week, guys. It's winter is coming. Do you got your Christmas list ready? Do you know what you want for Christmas personally? You guys got anything picked out for yourselves? Or Dan and I just buy stuff for ourselves all the time anyway, so I don't know if
I've bought a couple of things, but
yeah, I think I bought myself my Christmas gifts already. I bought 3 dozen golf balls, 2 golf hats, and Black Panther.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
I don't think I told people on here that I bought the Black Panther, though. I can tell you that box, Dan, is way heavier than your fucking Marvel tower. And it's
that's
less
pretty
pieces.
Amazing.
I mean, that box is heavy.
How many
do you know how much yours weighs? Do you know how much yours weighs?
I didn't weigh it. No.
You have a scale down there, don't you?
No.
You don't?
What do you think you this do? Is?
Wow. I was about to say, wait, you don't have a scale for your Legos? What the heck?
I got a scale. Yeah. I'm going to weigh it right now, and then you can get back to me. I might throw up my back trying to get this, though. Can you still hear me? I'm a long ways away.
No, you're good. You're still audible. Okay. But yes, we did procure some stuff for Christmas for people.
Panthers.
Now, for a game called Weigh Those Legos.
If this was a video podcast, this is when we have like the perfect segment of like it building out.
How much do your Legos weigh? How much can you save today? Put it on the scale and say, how much do your Legos weigh?
And if you want PC Tunny to perform at your kids' birthday parties, follow us at thechairshot.com. Or remind you to always use your head. He is there for birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, whatever you want, he is there.
What the hell's going on?
Even the scale.
No, don't do that.
Can't imagine the amount that just one box of Legos could possibly weigh.
Oh no, why is this happening? I don't want to tell you all this stuff.
Oh, man. Got a new user. Didn't recognize the weight.
How tall I am. This is insane.
Measure the height of the box.
Well, let's let it turn off. Let it. Oh, there it goes. Okay, zero. All right, I gotta wait. I gotta wait on the box. How you guys can guess? Closest to wins a virtual hug.
Can I re-gift that?
Double it and gift pass it on.
Double it, pass to the next guy.
All right, here.
34 pounds.
Okay, that's a lot.
7.3 pounds.
13.2.
Ooh, 13-pound box.
Why you buzzer me? You know,
I'm buzzering because we both got it wrong. Yet
you got it wrong.
Oh, you're fine. You're a fucking dick.
Got that right.
That is correct, sir.
All right. Well, here's what I'm going to do now. Is I'm going to go over here and I'm going to grab this scale and I'm going to put that away. Hello, cat. The cat is by the Black Panther, by the way. Go figure. Not the black one, though. The
that's weird.
Calico. But while I'm taking this and putting it back where it goes so the cats don't gnaw on the box, let me tell you about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Head on over there. Plenty of great designs. Makes a great gift for the holidays. Let me tell you something. It's the gift that's better than a hug, and it's the gift that keeps on hugging you as long as you're wearing it. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. And breaking news, TheChairShot.com is back. So make sure you head over there and spend 10 times as much time today there because you missed out for the last 10 days. This is PC Tunney, DP, and AJ, DWI407, here on ChairShot Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back, DWI 407, right here, Chair Shot Radio Network, part of the ChairShot.com. Sports entertainment and sports entertainment. We got it all all lined up for you over at thechairshot.com and daily podcast drop on all of your favorite streaming platforms. All you have to do is like and subscribe, do all that fun, stupid shit for Chairshot Radio Network wherever you can. Yeah. All right. Hey, guess what we're going to start with this week, guys? Guess. Can you guess? Do you think you can get it? Yeah. You know?
Well, it's as simple as this. Just when they think they got the answers, I change the culture.
All right, guys, we got to talk a little bit. And there's not much to talk this week, but things there are to talk about. Specifically, storyline-wise, this is pretty close to it, because everything else in between now and one of the last things we're going to talk about here. Actually, I'm going to save that for last call. I got a last call. Is going to be Punk-centric. So let's start with CM Punk signing to Raw and the promo with Seth Rollins. And AJ, I know you want to get in your thoughts on Seth Rollins' promo, because a part of you deep down inside was cheering for Seth and trying to live vicariously through him when he looked at CM Punk and said, "I hate you."
I'm going to say it. I'm actually interested in this storyline. I will say it. I am interested, especially Punk saying, like, "I'm home. It'll be 10 years to the day. I'm back into the Royal Rumble. I'm announcing myself for it." And Seth just coming out and saying, "This isn't your home. You tried destroying everything here, destroying people in the back." Basically saying fuck you without saying fuck you. And then I'm just like, why are you making me invested in this? Why are you making me invested in Punk and Rollins? Why? Damn it.
It's almost perfect, because for the people that didn't want him to come back there just because they don't like him, and there's a lot of those people.
AJ being one of them.
they started working us all instantly when Seth got all pissed off, and when Punk came back, and they ran into business right fucking there. And it was perfect, because, look, just like you said, I'm actually interested in this storyline. Well, hell yeah, you are, because they gave you both sides of it. He's back. That's for people like me and people in the middle that just want to see him in WWE as opposed to AEW. And then there's people like yourself and Patrick O'Dowd who are like, damn it, I really don't want to start being interested in the storyline. But listen, Patrick O'Dowd and you both do podcasts on WWE-centric shows. So, you know what? That's the fucking business, is it not? Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean I'm not going to quit. You can come on here and not talk about it. You can just say pass and talk about everything else, but you're not going to stop watching because of it.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
No, you're completely right. You hit the nail on the head, because I know I said that I would go full Archer and chug everything and just give you like the wait a minute and then say something stupid. But no, they are making me interested in this storyline.
We could just have a fun episode one time where, like, you could play Archer for a whole episode.
Hey, phrasing.
Yeah, there we go.
In fact, what podcast was it you got really? Was it the 400 or the following trivia? No, not the trivia one. The one you were
403 with Drew.
Okay.
When Andrew was on it. 403 was the one that I got.
Dave, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, that was Thanksgiving extravaganza, wasn't it?
And Dave called me out where he was like, AJ slurring his words. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
He did. And then he said, I started to notice when your eye started going the other way.
Yeah, like, apparently my eye starts twitching when I drink too much.
I'm like, Dave, this is a DWI podcast. This is part of the gimmick, man.
Yeah. It's like, well, the first part of DWI is drinking.
Ring the bell. I'll ring the bell.
But, no, yeah, that was 403 with Andrew, Dave, and all of them. But, no, they're actually making me interested in this. I like the fact where it's, you know, Rollins is trying so hard to be like, I don't want him to be around. I don't want to admit he exists. I don't care about him. I mean, I don't either, but the fact that you're making this into a story and it's actually, it's business, but it also feels personal at the same time, so it works, and I love it.
Sounds like you're describing the WWE as a whole. DP, you're like somewhere in the middle here. You're more on the, you're probably closer to the AJ and Patrick side, but I think at the same time, storyline wise, you like that he's back there.
Yeah, unfortunately, I want to be back on the other side because CM Punk was one of my top favorite guys to watch wrestle and cut promos and everything until all this shit started happening. But you know, we said it right. It's all about money. It's a business, and you know, you don't necessarily have to get along or whatever. But I feel like, you know, he wouldn't come back if he wasn't able to make some amends and things like that. And for the first time, he did say that he apologized. So that was kind of nice, you know, like, all right, let's start the healing process, because he really didn't say that before. And, you know, all that, you know, good stuff aside, you know, Rollins just seems like the gatekeeper for WWE, doesn't he? Like, Cody Rhodes comes back and then Rollins takes a shot, takes the first shot to get him rolling again, and Punk's back. And you know what? I mean, not that it's a bad thing. I mean, what better place you want to be? Rollins is phenomenal and is going to bring out, you know, as a top storyline no matter what. So having Punk go right into, you know, right into something with Rollins, we thought maybe it would take a little longer, but he said he's going to enter the Royal Rumble. So if maybe this was just a, you know, grease the wheels a little bit promo together and they don't go back to it till closer to WrestleMania, would be cool too, but I guess we'll have to find out.
I liked where Rollins went, and I thought he kind of flipped it too quickly though. Like, from like, he gave us the "I hate you" thing, which was like, it really struck deep, but it was way too quick for him to just start unbalanced, you know, balancing it out on the other side of, well, if you've really changed, then blah blah, then I'll work with you, you know. And it was like, why can't you just hate him for a few weeks first?
Remember, he also said that he hated Matt Riddle, didn't want to work with him at all, and then sooner or later he went into a program with him. So
but I'm just saying, I'm talking about the specific timing of this promo. You know, there could have been the end of it, but it was good. I love the fact, my favorite thing was the CM Punk's response. Like, you think you just like we're getting the company over here by doing this. Yeah. We're both going to come out here and throw, you know, our best stuff at you. But Punk wins the promo. You know, maybe you'll be lucky enough to be the guy that I face at WrestleMania. And by the way, that's your one freebie, motherfucker. Next time, I'm coming for your ass. Mm-hmm. And it may not be physical, because Punk will play the mind games. But that's part of the story. 100% these guys are not fucking going to fuck anything up backstage, or they're all over it. All fences are mended. I bet you him and Rollins are already fucking, you know, they didn't have a beer, but whatever the equivalent of two guys that, you know, make up and don't drink do. I don't know what that is. It's okay if you don't, but I don't.
I don't know the straight edge to like talking, but playing a video game maybe.
I kid, but I do believe that everything is kosher backstage. You talk about Booker T talked about his interaction with Punk at Deadline, and he said Punk was out in the open talking to everybody, and I came up to him and talked to him, and we shot the shit, and it was all good. And I think this misconception that everybody at WWE hates Punk is because him and Hunter had something going on, and you know, and people then higher status like Rollins there here and there didn't necessarily appreciate him. But I'll bet you that a large percentage of this roster was like, sweet, I had nothing but fun with the guy, or when I worked with him and when I talked to him, and you know.
Plus, it was 10 years ago. There's a good, I mean, how many of the people, you know, and the altercations and stuff that happened before wasn't with everybody in the locker room. It was with specific, it was with, you know,
appreciate
Hunter,
it.
And it was with, you're welcome. It was with, you know, the
I've
doctors
seen you,
and all that
talk
stuff.
About how
Vince,
there.
It's, you know, those are the only people. It's not everybody, right? So it's not like, it's not like everybody hated
how,
him.
Like, how did you like him and Kofi? He turns around and goes, "Hey, you're making me crazy, man."
Hey, I don't do that anymore.
That's well done.
And then, you know what's funny though? You know what was questionable was Punk gets out of there by going, "I gotta go find a bathroom," on national television. vision? What? I would have used, like, I gotta go see a man about a horse.
Well, hey, I mean, when has Punk ever bit his tongue on his words?
I was gonna say.
If man got a shit, man got a shit.
It's,
right, but I just...
It's better than just Matt Riddle just walking away because he couldn't remember lines or something. Just, I gotta go. Okay.
Yeah, but that's funny. Because Matt Riddle could be like...
Emma. Matt Riddle is
Let's talk about the financial side of having CM Punk. Not only the top merchandise seller in AEW and WWE there.
Here comes the money!
Here we go!
Six figures in one night the other night, I think, or something like that. But like
something to that effect.
Yeah. And obviously I went on there and I was gonna buy some stuff, and like a lot of this shit doesn't ship till like February or March. So I said, I'm good.
I'm surprised you guys didn't get one of those Packers championship belts.
Those things that look fucking cheesy as fuck, bro. They do not look good. Here's the thing. Raw is the only brand without a television deal lined up. And so SmackDown will be moved to USA in October next year. And sometime next year, NXT will move to CW.
Correct.
With Punk going to Raw, it's just another chip to bargain with for WWE, with talks are sounding like Warner Brothers Discovery is in the mix here. So there's also things of hearing that AEW does not get their television deals renewed.
Yeah, there's been rumors saying that Turner's going to drop them, which makes me giggle.
So, I mean, Greg DeMarco keeps saying, I can't wait to watch the epic rise and fall of AEW on the WWE Network. And I'm like, I hope not, but yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I really hope not.
There's no... Yeah,
I don't want wrestling companies to fall. I don't, because yeah, it's just more outlets and more places for people to work, more eyes on the product. It's good for everybody.
I mean, meanwhile, TNA seems to be.
I was just about to say AEW didn't last as long as TNA. What the fuck?
Well, I mean, what are they back? They're back now, right?
Yeah. Well, no, not yet. TNA has to go do the. I think. It's Hard to Kill. I could be wrong as to what the first pay-per-view of the year is, but mid-January is going to be their first TNA show.
Okay. So there you go. We'll see. We'll see if the big competition is actually between 2 and 3. Did they get a television deal? Did they have their own?
They have a television deal with Access TV, but they also have their little subscription program with, I guess now it's TNA Plus, since it used to be called Impact Plus on YouTube. Where you get it commercial free, so okay. You don't have to wait until 8 o'clock to watch it. You can actually watch it at 8:30 and it'll end at the same time. that's how Andrew always does it. I'm not gonna lie there, but
DirecTV does not offer access. That's right.
Nobody does.
I think Fios does, and I. Don't know if Xfinity does. I'm not 100% sure on Xfinity.
Something else said 340. Never mind, I have it.
Oh, there you go. It's usually Access TV around 8 Eastern on Thursdays.
Impact starts in 11 minutes.
All right, well, let's get the show on the road here. We got 11 minutes to get this over with. All right, time for trivia. Right. Hey, trivia's over. I win. Hey, okay, last call.
Yay!
Guy's got to post one podcast in the last 6 weeks. He's ready to fucking go. Jeez.
Three strikes go. Basketball.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad you fucking got that clip. That was so awesome, dude. She's doing a great job. That character and her comeback.
Quick. Anyone else here that Draymond Green got suspended? Indefinitely.
Yeah, I seen that. He should get minimum 20 games. I mean, it's funny because I got home from work yesterday. It happened Tuesday night. I get home from work just for the end of PTI if I turn on ESPN when I get home. And Tony and Wilbon are talk, talking about it, and I'm like, 20 games. Dude needs to get 20 games if they want to make a statement. And Tony asks Mike, what do you, well, and Wilbon goes, 20 games. 20 games if they want a statement. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. So I don't know how long he's going to be out. I would, shit.
It says indefinitely. I don't know.
It might be like through the All-Star break kind of thing. I don't know if they're going to put a games thing amount on it, but I don't know. Honestly, I would suspend him for the rest of the year.
That's what I was going to say.
You're done. You're out. How many times do we have to go through this shit? Recently, you've punched your own teammate. You've stepped on and stomped Sabonis. You have put
Gobert in a headlock.
Gobert in a freaking chokehold. And now you whirling dervish punched Jurkic. And like, dude, no one gets their hips spun and flail like that. You're a fucking strong guy. And Nurkic said it best in his post press conference. He goes, yeah, you know, at least I didn't get in a chokehold, and you know, I hope that guy finds whatever piece he needs.
Didn't he also? I know he's done a bunch of other shit. The only thing that reaches out to me is, didn't he do a fadeaway shot in one of the NBA finals against the Cavaliers, and he kicked someone in the dick?
The guy in the nuts.
Oh yeah, he caught on a championship there too because he got suspended. I don't know if it was that. Yeah, it might have been, but yeah, the funny thing about it is that when he's done, he's going right to Turner. He's going to sit right on that stage with Chuck and Shaq and Kenny and EJ, because once Charles Barkley's contract is up, he's done. He's already got that show with Gail King that he's going to do like once a month or something like that. So the dude's making $30 million. Hopefully he saves some of it this time around. We're not talking wrestling anymore, so I think we're going to take a break and actually do some trivia. Did you have any last thoughts on those TV deals, Dan or AJ?
Can you imagine if they randomly just go and Raw's now going to be on Turner Broadcasting Network?
No, I don't think that that's going to happen at all. I think it's going to go to one of the other.
I didn't say it would happen. I just said what
if. You can only watch Raw on streaming now if it's Warner Brothers Discovery?
Don't they have? They have a couple of channels, don't they?
Disney? I think Disney would ever take
Discovery.
Discovery Plus?
No, it's Warner Brothers Discovery.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you can still get the Discovery Channel, which is weird, but maybe.
Do it like they do it on the channel?
Ain't nothing but mammals.
I remember there was like some, like, I've always loved
the Discovery Channel. Is that where you learn some stuff?
I do, actually, and like, in all honesty, jokes aside, but like animal documentaries and things of that nature. And there was a really cool one on when I was in eighth grade, so I recorded it, and you know, I was like, hey, if I bring this in, can we watch it? And because like kids would do shit like that, if he's like, he's just like, if it's like good to watch and something like that, we'll set time aside, so instead of class we watch it. So I bring it in, and everybody's all psyched, and it's like 2 hours. It's perfect because, like, he's like, all right, Friday, 1 o'clock, bring your snacks. We're going to just watch this and go home for the weekend. And, like, halfway through, it's like a good 3-4 minutes of lions humping. And you're in eighth grade, right?
I was about to say, back when you can get away with that shit in 1995.
Some of the guys in the class are like, giggling and kind of, like, making jokes and stuff. And then a lot of people are, like, uncomfortable. And me, I'm, like, I'm just kind of looking over at the two hot chicks in the class, like,
you want to be that lioness? Eh?
I mean, I know we're in eighth grade and wouldn't know what the fuck we're doing, but eh.
do you want to know why they called me the fire hose back in seventh grade?
man, I would have never had no idea what to do in eighth grade. All right, let's go to commercial here before we get into some really weird stories. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Don't forget that that's the gift that keeps on hugging you as long as you're wearing it. And it's better than a hug for a gift. And it makes a great Christmas gift. What you do is you show up wearing a Chair Shot t-shirt and everybody's like, oh, that's cool. And then you have one for everyone. And everybody's like, oh, you're the best. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
As we get closer to the holidays, yeah, I mean, you might enjoy a good beer crack like that, but...
Hotel, motel, Holidays Inn.
No. Instead of reindeer, we're going to be talking about reigns of championships for this trivia.
Oh, shit.
See how good knowledge is on reins, sleigh bells, jingle bells.
My favorite reindeer of the holidays is Casher. So, you know, if you're looking for a gift for me, Cash is king.
I got it. Wow.
And just for that, Tony, one, two, or three. Before you choke on that Miller Lite there.
Let's go with number three, poor favor.
So if we have a tie, I do have a tiebreaker question. No ruining it this time, Dan.
Damn it.
Who has the longest combined days with the WCW World Heavyweight Championship? Longest combined days.
Does this include time in WWF?
I mean, it can, but it
Did I fuck up your question?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
It's a good question. See that answers there. Dan says Hogan. Tony says Hogan. Well, let me tell you something, brother. It is Hogan.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Talk about that, dude.
The only person that has 1,000+ days as WCW champion.
Oh, okay.
The only one. Not even Flair has that record.
No, there was a lot of quick title changes.
But Hogan usually held it for like 400, like he has the longest reigning of 464 days.
Yeah, he had two really super long reigns there.
Put it back a week later, you know.
Yeah. You get that good old changing of the card. Yeah. Anyway, Dan, one or two?
You know what I'm doing. Number one.
Dork.
And for the holiday season, I'm going to inform everyone, especially if you're a younger viewer, don't eat the yellow snow.
Ooh. This snow tastes like grandma.
What if it's lemonade? I mean, you can't pass up the chance.
Just
delicious.
No.
Missing out, man.
So we'll do closest without... Well, we'll just do closest, not closest without going over. Including the IWGP, how many Intercontinental Championships has Shinsuke Nakamura won? Come on, Dan. It's one of the three Japanese wrestlers you know.
Yeah, but it involves titles from not WWE.
We spent a night. Yeah, okay.
Threw a number on the board. Okay.
I think right. I'm probably wrong, but I feel like someone was trying to get cute. So,
Tunney says
you
one.
Son of a bitch.
Dan says six. Dan is closer because if you add Dan's with Tunney's, it's the correct answer of seven.
Okay.
Two-time WWE five-time
IWGP. Oh, it is two.
IWGP.
Okay. I had no idea about the history of the IWGP. I mean, I know about the title. I just don't know who's held the title. And I thought he only held the IC once, but now I remember you're right. It's twice
in
WWE. So I thought, yeah. So I thought, I was like, oh, maybe this is, maybe he's trying to get smart here, you know, with, you know, put the one there.
Zero, never.
Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly just picked the number six. I had no rhyme or reason.
And well, we continue to sandbag his Japanese wrestling knowledge, you fucking ass.
Just don't open the closet back there. I got all the history of Japanese wrestling. All
right.
So for the deuce, who did Triple H defeat at No Mercy 2002 to unify the Intercontinental Championship and the World Heavyweight Championship? Because for a while it was deactivated. So who did he beat to
Jesus.
Be the
In
World Intercontinental 2002? Sorry, I was looking at the can of liquid death that I still have.
All right.
Dan says Angle.
Oh.
Tunney says Christian.
Both part of Team Wreck.
If it's
the
Edge,
other one was it Edge?
It was not Edge.
No. Wait, okay, was it Jericho?
It wasn't Jericho. Wait, why are you trying to guess this over again? Dan won. He got two.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to play the music for it officially to be over, so I'm just trying to see what I can work out here. Who was it? Rob Van Dam?
I mean, it's got to be...
Kane?
Canyon?
What was that, Dan?
Kane?
Canyon. Who better than Kane? What?
It was Kane.
Whatever. This is over. Yeah,
Dan, you
better than Kane.
We're cool. Hey, Andrew, I really lost that time. I tried.
I tried to save you the trouble earlier, too, by just skipping it.
Let me tell you, you can go fuck yourself.
Oh, shadowed.
Tony, the sad thing is only I got that reference because I highly doubt Andrew listened to it.
That's how he knows, because he listened to 400. Oh, he was here. That's right. all right. Cool. I guess, it's time for last go. Well, are you going to take a commercial? Do we have another commercial break here?
I mean, we got to pay the bills, right?
Sure, go ahead and take it. Come back with last call. DWI 407. Dan beat me at trivia. Son of a bitch.
It's going to be the title of your podcast.
Impact. I'm watching Impact right now. What the fuck is going on?
Now a word from my god, our sponsor.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Last call. Alcohol.
What do you mean it's last call?
That one's not me. I'm the asshole here. Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Boy, I'm the asshole. Legitimately, we'll face, right? I'm the asshole.
I gotta watch that movie tonight. I think. Who's that guy that wears pink tights and gold boots with Angel on his butt?
Oh, me.
And he's bald with an earring.
Oh no, not anymore. Sorry.
You know who that is in Impact?
I haven't really paid attention to Impact in a while. You said Angles on it.
Angels.
Angels? I don't know.
Is that Lindsay Dorado?
Lindsay Dorado, I think, is in there. Or Kalisto, yeah, I think, also is also in there too.
Oh, that Kalisto. Yeah, insert racist joke there.
I'm laughing because of work today. That's why
Sure you are. Mm-hmm. I didn't say like it was Rey Mysterio. All right, let's keep moving on here. Last call. Roman Reigns returns to SmackDown in Green Bay tonight as you listen. What's next for Roman Reigns, gentlemen? Do we see the beginning of his program with Randy Orton? Or is there something else that he has lined up at the Royal Rumble? DP, you've been the one to say that Reigns is happening at the Rumble, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They got a month and a half, whatever, to build it up now here almost. So,
yeah,
No other pay-per-views. So, you know, it's an opportunity for Orton to get in front of Reigns, start the Bloodline feud, and start going through the other members of the Bloodline all the way up till, you know, the Rumble. You know, Reigns could tell him, you know, he's got to go through everybody else to get to me, and that gives a chance again for Reigns to have a few weeks off if he doesn't, you know, so he doesn't have to be there. And I think that's where they're going. I mean, right at this point, I don't know, unless they want to throw something in the middle, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, that makes the most sense to build it up to the Rumble, to have a great main event match at the Royal Rumble, and then whoever's winning the Rumble, you know, Cody Rhodes or whatever, going on to face Reigns at WrestleMania.
I think Punk's winning the Rumble.
One of the two, right? I think.
He's never won it, right?
Correct, because yeah,
he's definitely winning the Royal Rumble.
I'm with you, Tunney, where Punk's probably winning the Rumble, but I'm going to say Orton Reigns is going to be Mania, because on SmackDown last week, as you know, you'll hear it when SmackDown's airing, but this is Thursday for us. It was Orton and LA Knight versus Solo and Jimmy in a tag match. Orton got the win by doing an RKO because he cut off the BFT. So I think that there's going to be a little thing between LA Knight and Orton where it's just like, listen here, Randy, I've had problems with him too. I'm going to go take care of business. I'm going to go face Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble. And because he's a cocky son of a bitch, he'll be like, and I'll make sure you get first crack at this Universal Championship.
What if Roman defends his title against Orton and Cody at Mania?
That's possible, but I don't. That seems too clusterfucky. To me, it seems clusterfucky. It's
definitely possible.
I'll never fantasy book again. That's not true.
I was about to say that's.
I didn't even
false.
Hesitate there. That was just something. Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
I'm gonna wait till how long till you make the next prediction.
The next booking decision is gonna happen in 5 minutes.
Five, four.
I think it is Kalisto. I'd put him over Purple Pants guy, by the way, with the wing on it. Yeah. By Tony. I'm booking Impact now, guys.
Oh boy. This is
brutal. Man, I have just like I've turned into like this, you know,
DWI 407. Tony's watching Impact. What the fuck?
All being open-minded podcaster. I'm just saying, I don't know. We're getting there.
I mean, Impact has been entertaining. I'm not going
to
lie.
I've been ready to change the channel for a while.
Somebody needs to book Impact, right?
I haven't. Well, I don't think Impact. I think Impact gets booked well. I think they just. I mean, I don't pay attention to it, so I don't know. It's kind of like. It looks decent. It looks better than an AEW fucking match, I'll tell you that. Like, production value-wise.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah. Well, like I said, who would have thought?
Who's producing this? Is that...
Scott D'Amore.
Yeah, so he's back there calling the camera shots and everything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Roman, I don't know. I just think, what about AJ Styles? AJ Styles' return got canceled last week. Why can't it be this week? That can be the Rumble. And then you got Orton at Mania. I, I don't know.
My wish is still what I said, where it's AJ returns at one, but then you have it debuting Okada at two. So everyone gets hype and just blows up the roof.
Yeah, I wanted specifically to talk about that last week because I don't think Okada's going to sign.
I mean, it's possible.
It is.
Possible.
Isn't he doing something for TNA, though? The return? The TNA?
No. Okada might be doing something in the middle of the month. And now that I'm thinking about it, I think he's doing something for that pay-per-view where it's TNA.
Yes. Yeah.
But here's the thing. AJ did the same thing. AJ wrestled at Wrestle Kingdom 10 against Nakamura, did New Year's Bash the day before, day after, did a couple of appearances, and then Royal Rumble 2016, he was number three. Okada can easily do the same thing.
I mean, if they get Okada, it would just be if they already have basically a handshake agreement with him, then you're going to get Orton at the Rumble, because I think Reigns Okada, if you're going to keep the streak going for Reigns, would be a huge match. And if Okada signs a 3-year deal, he's got two more Manias where he can, you know, I mean, first of all, you're coming into main eventing with Roman Reigns. So,
No, because I can hear the bad joke already coming from Andrew. If it's going to be Reigns versus Okada, please don't.
Right. WWE's not going to do this if they have the chance, just because the bad joke from Andrew.
No, that's just my hope. WWE would be smart in doing it, but I just don't want to hear Andrew saying Reigns Maker.
He already did. He did.
Fucking hell. God, all right, I'm done.
Yeah. All right. Well, he made it for maybe 200 episodes. Good for you, buddy. Most others have crumbled sooner. That's all I got this week. How about you guys? Anybody got anything else?
No.
I wish we had a pay-per-view at the end of the month.
True. The December pay-per-views, even though some of them were shitty, still help.
The day one Raw, though, I think is going to be pretty big, so we can kind of look forward to that. I do know that they have scheduled Punk's first match, and it is Madison Square Garden, December 30th. House show against Dirty Dom.
How about that?
Reigns going to beat Hogan. Does Dominic Mysterio not winning the Money in the Bank and cashing in on Reigns sound like it's just going to happen? I mean, they put him in the ring with every fucking goat they can. And I hate that fucking word, but I mean, future Hall of Famer, they can. How's that sound?
That's better. That's everybody. Have you ever seen those two guys that do the German skits where it's just like, who do you, what does the goat mean?
Nine, 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 nine.
Greatest of all time. And they're like going over soccer players where it was like Messi, Zidane, Zidane. Yeah, goat. There can only be one goat.
Everybody's a goat.
And that goat is PC Tony.
Absolutely not.
Last name ever, first name greatest. Boy, like a sprained ankle, I ain't nothing to play with.
Ali.
Not just the greatest, not just the best, just incredible.
Gentlemen, we had a great time again. 407 is in the books. AJ, let everybody know what's going on with you, and you can pimp the website this week because
I can.
TheChairShot.com is back. Bye-bye.
One thing I'm going to say is make sure you listen in for some holiday specials, because there's a holiday special that might be coming out, Tony.
And Dan, if you, like, on a whim, you like in with the horse shenanigans for 5 minutes after you get done with work Tuesday, you're more than welcome. But hopefully, I don't know when it's going to air, but the original, we're trying to get the original Pod is War crew back along with the other two members of the Pod is War family of that podcast. So what we're hoping to do is have the mediator himself, the commissioner, PC Tunney, with the Belaz brothers and Christopher Platt and Ray Cash. So if I get that booked, and that's a confirmed, we're looking at a recording of Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, there may be multiple guests on that holiday special, and I think that one's going to air probably somewhere between the 22nd and the 31st. So look out for that. Listen in. Check me out at PC Tunney for more information. AJ, continue to pimp everything we do.
Yeah, we've been jokingly calling it the Balak podcast. Balaz, but anyway.
Careful.
Liberties have been taken by this young man today.
Liberties have been taken today. But you can follow me at PhenomenalAJP, AJP in all caps. And like you said, thechairshot.com is back, where you can listen to every single podcast and also read every article. Sports, entertainment, you name it, we got it over on thechairshot.com.
You should have stuck with the Brothers Wurtz of Brothers, AJ. DP.
That probably sounds worse.
I expect that type of language at Denny's, but not here.
You know, accurate.
Actually, well, they had the moons over my hammy for like $7.99 with hash browns and everything. I mean, that's a lot of food.
Shout out Grand Slam still for $5.99.
Is it really shit?
Went to Honey Butter on 70 over on Boston there with the old man this last weekend. I had to bring half my omelet home with me.
Jesus.
If you go to IHOP, I don't know if they're still doing the promotion or not. They have a Willy Wonka breakfast menu.
Okay, this is why IHOP really and Denny's can suck it, because I went to this place. It's an artisanal breakfast place over where near me and DP live. First of all, they serve you Poochki donuts for free in this little gravy boat with like honey on the bottom, these sugar coated little donuts. I had a pork belly omelet.
Nice.
I like that. That sounds good. It's kind of like the diner back in Jersey I used to go to all the time. It had a salmon eggs Benedict.
Oh, sure. I've seen that before.
That was pretty good.
So instead of the, was it the ham? Instead that was of hash underneath? Browns. Instead of the ham, it was a salmon?
Yeah.
Nice.
Ham.
Wasn't it ham on the bottom? A Hammond?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like spamming? Spam.
It's derailing.
And Benedict.
Yeah, I know when spam comes up, this fucking show's over. DP, where can everybody find you besides at the grocery store buying them out of spam?
Oh, over the worldwide social media interwebs. It's me, DPP. And
sleeping
show.
Outside if you with spam. The Dillinator would not allow that.
No, I have no, there's no spam in my cabinets. And that's exactly what it sounds exactly like I meant it.
I think there's your title. There's no spam in my cabinets. DWI 407. Good for you.
Goddamn spam.
But you know what, DP? You feel free to put up whatever title you want, because it's your show today. Aww. You get to post it. Son of a bitch. You can follow me at PC Tunney. Continue to listen to everything Chairshot Radio Network on all of your favorite streaming platforms. And right there, it's back. TheChairShot.com, where we remind you to always use your head. Don't forget about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. In this holiday season, a ChairShot t-shirt makes a great gift. Till next week, AJ Balazs, DP, PC Tunney. We'll see you later! I'm still watching fucking
Change the DNA. Channel.
But the best part about it is I found out what channel Cash Cab is on now.
Oh, sweet. Hey, you got TBD? Have you seen that new channel? I got a new channel on YouTube TV called TBD. And all they play is Key and Peele and Who's Line. It's phenomenal.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
I'd watch that all the time. Damn.
Right? Fucking phenomenal.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand, And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.